Hi, hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, Jude here right now because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the filler adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, A Surprise Awaits the Mayor. Well, it's been kind of a lazy, lazy day. Even more than that, it's been a lazy, lazy week. It's even been a lazy 10 days, for we've been sailing across the ocean blue in Captain Squinty's sailing ship, the April Blossom, on our way back from Africa, where we had an adventurous time big game hunting. But now we're all anxious to get home. We're sunned out, rested out, eaten out, and adventured out. We'd like to be getting home. It won't be long now, and Sparky's beginning to sense the homecoming in the air.
Excited, Big John. Aren't you excited? I mean, aren't you really getting excited now? I'm beginning to feel it in my bones. Yes, sir, boy. We're getting closer to home every minute.
Yes, Sparky, I am getting excited. I'm quite anxious to get home myself, but I'm afraid that we still have quite a way to go before we're back home in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but we're getting closer and closer to the United States.
Yeah, right you are, lad. And as far as I'm concerned, once we're in the United States, we're home.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yeah, me too. Well, I wonder how much longer we'll have to sail before we sight land.
Well, Captain Squinty said that we'd sight land this morning. Well, if old Squint says we'll sight land this morning, we'll sight land this morning. May as well keep our eyes peeled, though, because it won't be long.
Well, I've been watching and how many bells was that?
Five.
Five bells? Let's see, that means it's, 10:30.
Right, young lad, 10:30. And I'm glad Yuki isn't here. Say, by the way, where is Yuki? I haven't seen him since we ate breakfast this morning.
Well, I think he's in the galley, drinking coffee with the cook.
Oh, my. Wouldn't you know? You know how Yuki likes to drink coffee. He just might stay in there all day. Or at least he'll stay in there as long as the coffee holds out.
Yeah, he sure will.
Well, I'm sure that Yuki would like to be out here on deck when we sight land. Spikey, why don't you run down the galley and tell him that we're getting close and we'll be sighting land any minute now.
Okay.
Well, look who's coming this way from down below deck. Yeah, Captain Squinty. Hi, Captain Squinty.
Avast there, mates. Hey, what are you two up to standing up here by the rail? Where's the little feller?
We just sent him down to the galley to get Yuki.
Yeah, we were just standing here talking about how soon we'll be sighting land, Squint. Big John was saying that you said we'd sight land sometime this morning.
Aye, that we will.
Are we still south of the equator, Captain Squinty?
No, matey, we crossed the equator yesterday. We're quite a few miles north of the equator now.
Well, it must still be in the tropic zone, though, because it's plenty hot. Yes, sirree. Plenty hot.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mayor. Uh-oh. Here comes Sparky running back from the galley.
Yeah. Doesn't look like Yuki's coming back with him, though.
Mayor Plumpart. You persons are going to stay in the galley a while.
Hey, glump, 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 glump. What did you say?
I said Yuki said you're going to stay in...
No, wait a minute, just a minute. Finish eating what you have in your mouth and then talk.
By the way, lad, what is that you're eating? Looks mighty good, whatever it is. You got squashed all up there in your hand.
Oh. Ooh. That's the reason Yuki wants to stay in the galley. The cook just finished baking some apple pies. Boy, are they good.
Apple pie? Hey, why didn't you tell us sooner, lad? Out of my way, Big John. I'm heading for the galley and get myself some hot apple pie.
You get out of my way, Mayor. I'm heading for the galley to get some of that hot apple pie, too.
Well, let's don't get into one another's way here, Buster. Let's both go to the galley together and we'll enjoy some of that fine, delicious hot apple pie that the cook bakes.
Excellent idea, Mayor. Excellent idea. Hey, didn't that piece of pie that Sparky have look good?
Oh, Buster, that last little mouthwater right
now. Well, there they go, matey. Just mention food and Blubber drops everything he's doing.
Yeah, Big John, too. I think he likes to eat just about as much as the mayor does.
Aye, so he does. And you know that Yuki is no slow poke with a knife and fork either.
Yeah, that's right, Yuki. He's no slouch. He likes to eat, too.
Well, looks like they're going to miss our first sighting of land there, matey.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we'll be reaching land pretty soon. How long do you think it'll be, Captain Squinty?
Oh, it won't be long now, matey. Won't be long now. Take a look down there at the water.
What's that? Ooh, tree branches and things. Gee, that's just like when Christopher Columbus sailed for America back in 1492. You know, Captain Squinty, in our history book at school, it says that Christopher Columbus and his men knew that they were nearing land when they saw the tree branches and things like that floating around the water.
Right you be, right you be. You know, right now we're following the very same course that Columbus took when he discovered the New World. Did you know that?
Is that right? You mean Columbus sailed his three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, right across the ocean right where we're sailing now?
Aye, that's right. This is just about the spot where he saw the tree branches in the sea, right here, right where we're seeing them now.
Hey, boy, isn't that something?
Yeah.
You think about it. 500 years ago, Christopher Columbus sailed right where we are now. Huh. Will we see the same land he sighted for the first time too, Captain Squinty?
Aye, any second now. You just keep looking up forward there. The very first bit of land you sight, that'll be that very same bit of land that old Chris Columbus sighted when he discovered the New World.
Hey, boy, this is really something. It's going to be just like going back to 1492 in a time machine or a time capsule or something like that and just sailing right along with Christopher Columbus, huh?
There you are, matey. A look out up in the crow's nest, the spotted land. We'll be seeing it in just a minute or so.
Hey, did the lookout who just sighted land see the very same land that the lookout on Christopher Columbus' ship sighted?
Aye, that he did. That he did, the very same land. And if you'll keep looking for it, you'll see it too.
Look. I see a dark spot on the horizon. Is that it? Is that land? Is that it, Captain Squinty?
Aye, there she be. Now, just keep looking and you'll see the very same thing that Christopher Columbus saw back in 1492 when he saw the New World for the very first time.
Boy, look at that. The hill looks like it's just coming right up out of the ocean. Is that the United States, Captain Squinty?
The United States? Why, no, matey, that's not the United States.
Well, it has to be. You said the same land Christopher Columbus saw was what we were going to see, same one he saw when he discovered America.
Well, when Columbus discovered America, he didn't land on the same land that we know as the United States. He landed at Cuba and Haiti.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. I thought he landed in the United States.
No, lad. Columbus never set foot on any of the land we know as the United States now. In fact, Columbus never got any further north than Honduras, and that's really in Central America.
What do you know? What is that? Is that Cuba we're coming to now?
No. That's Watling Island, the very first land sighted by Columbus and his men on their first voyage, way back yonder, Watling Island.
Watling Island, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, boy, just goes to show you learn something new every day. What do I tell Big John that Watling Island is the very first land sighted by Columbus? And not only that, but there it is.
Aye, matey, there it is. Oh, and here it comes.
Here it comes. Here, what comes?
I'll just look up in the sky over that way, matey.
Ooh, is that an airplane coming this way?
Well, in a way, it's an airplane. It's one of those helicopter contraptions.
Helicopter? What's it doing way out here? Oh, it says U.S. Mail on the side. Is that helicopter bringing us mail?
Sure is. Look, Big John and Blubber must have heard the helicopter, too. Here they come out of the galley.
Hey, what's that helicopter doing out here? You heard it's the galley. Are we that close to land? In the sea, Spencer. Look over there. Land! Land ho, everybody! Look at that, land!
That's Lockley Island, Big John. That's the first land sighted by Christopher Columbus back in 1492. And that helicopter is bringing its mail from the United States. Yeah, God, here it comes.
Ahoy up there! Aboard the helicopter! Are you going to stand by?
I said, are you going to stand by?
Well, there's room in that helicopter for 3 passengers, and I thought that maybe you and Blubber and Big John might like to fly back to the mainland in that helicopter. What do you think?
Why, in the helicopter? Can we, Big John?
Well, it sounds good to me. What about it, Mayor? Sure. That'll give us a day or so in Florida before we return to Cincinnati. Okay, good idea. Thanks a lot, Captain Squinty. Sure, we'll fly to the mainland in the helicopter.
We're gonna fly in the helicopter. Well, hot diggity dog. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, as soon as Captain Quinn gets the mailbag open and we get our mail, all of us are gonna climb into the helicopter going up that rope ladder, and we're gonna fly the rest of the way back to the United States. Hey, I bet that's gonna be fun. And then, when Captain Squinty and the ship reach Florida, where we'll be, Yuki will unload his airplane, and we'll... I wonder if there are any letters for me in that mailbag. Hey, maybe there's a letter from Ravagers, or Charlie, or Maxie, or one of the guys in the club. I better go over and see. I'll see you later, kids. So long.